Hi, everybody. This is Marlene with Miami Ghost Chronicles Stories of the Supernatural. And this is a quick intro to a night exploration trip that I did to an area close to where I live at, which I had received reports of shadows, weird sightings. And when I did a little bit more research, I found that this was what's called an unofficial graveyard or boneyard. Okay. And a lot of towns and cities, even the ones that now are well populated, might find some of these, but you got to do some research, which is usually when the area is growing, but there aren't really that many facilities, such as a lot of cemetery yards or embalmers, etc. And especially if you have some type of building going on in the area, which attracts a lot of people to work there. Well, guess what? There's a lot of times where these people that are deceased that have either no money or places to ship the bodies back to, the people that were either the employers or the people in the area, which sometimes are equivalent to a frontiers town, okay, sometimes would make what's called unofficial graveyards, which is basically they would dig a hole and bury the bodies, many times unembalmed, and they would usually end up using like a plot of land, like this is the place where you take these bodies, Susan. And that's exactly what I found. So I'm going to let you see this small piece of this night visit I did, which is usually what I do sometimes when I get reports. I need to physically go out there and see what's going on, okay? Especially if it's already been developed, and just to see exactly what the layout is, which is what you're going to see. And I hope you enjoy this, because I did a live stream this on Twitter and Facebook, but I get a lot of people telling me, oh, I wish you would upload these on YouTube, which is exactly what I want to do right now. So please, and by the way, I've looked at the film, but if you see anything behind me, around me, or just even get a sense of anything, please let me know in the comments, or you can email me directly on my website, MiamiGhostChronicles.com. Because again, I do believe that more pairs of eyes, the better. But I think you're going to find this really, really interesting. And believe it or not, these type of boneyards are more common than you think. And of course, nobody ever wants to talk about it. Nobody. Hi, everybody. This is Marlene with Miami Ghost Chronicles Stories of the Supernatural. And I'm out here tonight at this location, which turns out, back in 1914, it became the Homestead Grammar School. Okay, now remember, Homestead, Florida at that time in South Dade County was a very remote location. And as a matter of fact, now it's still a school, okay? But back in 1914, it was one of the first grammar schools that was set up here in this area. Now what happened was that rumors are that during that time period prior to 1914, there was a lot of people that came to work for Henry Flagler when he was laying down the extension for the railroad all the way up to Key West. Okay, and like all things, a lot of people would come to seeking work. Okay, a lot of transient people. Now what happened was that they ended up dying. And there was always a rumor that there was a secret, undisclosed homestead cemetery where they buried these transient workers. And this is the place. Now, remember, back then, they didn't even have, to like 1915, a local cemetery here for Homestead. Okay, you had to go to City of Miami proper for burial there. These were transient people that worked on the railroads. They didn't have any families to ship the bodies back to. So what they ended up doing was they made this area back here, which is the southeast corner of a 5-acre site. Okay, remember back there was no houses, there was nothing that's out here now. And these were almost the equivalent of a pauper's grave, but it wasn't even that, because usually pauper's graves are inside of a cemetery. And also there was no embalmers here in this area at that time. Okay, so basically what they did was they were putting these bodies in the ground here, and they made like an unofficial cemetery, in the sense of they had to bury these bodies. These were transient workers that were working on Henry Flagler's railroad extension into Key West. They didn't have any families, nobody who could claim the body, bury it in Miami, or send it to back home. So and you have to understand, also back then, a lot of people died. The majority of them were men, but there were some women, of course.
they died in accidents. You know, this was a high risk, and a lot of them came from other parts of the country seeking work, and accidents happened. They didn't have family, and they would just bury them here unembalmed. And as you could tell behind me, what's behind me now is, like I said, this the actual school. The story goes that in 1914, when the Homestead Grammar School was built, a doctor who owned the land supposedly moved the bodies because, I guess, you know, you're not going to want to give land over for development, whether it's for school, which it wasn't this big, or for housing. But let's face it, these bodies were put into the ground even with no embalming. And supposedly they were removed somewhere in Naranja, which is a little bit further south. But I suspect that those bodies were not moved. Or if they did move, some of them, not all of them. Okay? So this is the southeast corner of Northwest 2nd and 5th in Homestead. This is the southeast corner of that 5-acre lot that was originally then given to the school. And it's now a school. It's been renamed, and I'm not going to give the name. But it was the old Homestead Grammar School. Okay, and I have had rumors from people that live in this area that they have seen shadows, that they have seen unusual things and heard unusual noises. And of course, you know, with, you know, like you hear the cars, sometimes it's difficult. But I am going to see if I can get more information on this, like really what happened, if there was, in truth, where did they transfer these bodies over in Naranja? And like I said, this right here, this area, this is the perfect recipe for intelligent hauntings. These were people that were basically, they had to bury them somewhere. You know, back then they didn't really, it was like no cremation. These were people that, you know, they had no family, nobody that wanted them. And they, what they did was they went ahead and they just had to put them in the ground. So can you imagine you're dying in an, maybe possibly in an accident. You have nobody to come and, you know, say, this person is important to me, ship their body back to me, to where we're at, to their people. And then you put in unhallowed ground without even a casket or a tombstone, nobody to even know what happened to you. Okay, these are all, this is the perfect recipe for an intelligent haunting. Okay, and it was at this corner right here, okay, on Northwest 2nd. The southeast corner, which is, this is exactly where we're at here, okay, and I'm trying to get a little bit of lighting, where supposedly this was the unofficial, this is where they buried those bodies. There's a very old building here. Okay, I'm going to see if I can turn this around. Okay, this is, you know, and I know the lighting here is not the best, but this is a very old building, as you can tell, you know, when they've closed up the windows, they've blocked them up. This is, this you can tell is a part, a very old part of the building of the school grounds. So, okay, so here we go. So anyway, guys, I'm going to follow up. I really would love to get more information about, you know, how, you know, what happened with these people, and, you know, if there was any actual stories of the people that died. It's like I said, I've gotten a lot of stories about unusual things that are seen and heard, and circumstances of the burials that I imagine at this point took place more than 100 years ago are, in other words, this is the people that sometimes are left out here that nobody, maybe they never had a chance to tell their families, I died, this happened to me, this is where my body is. No prayers, okay? I may, or maybe they did the prayer when they put them in the ground, but, you know, especially 100 years ago, you know, people have religious beliefs that you wanted to be buried in a cemetery. You wanted to be buried in hallowed ground. So again, this is the perfect recipe for an intelligent haunting. So I'm hoping that you're going to catch the show, Stories of the Supernatural, on YouTube every Friday at 7 p.m. Because I am going to do a complete show, not only on this location, but in other locations where the days were like what they call unofficial burials. Which is usually what happens, because back then Homestead was a very rough area. It was a very rough area, almost like the equivalent of like Western frontier towns where people died in accidents, people were killed, you know, the law, it's not like you call, like now you call 911 and the police gets out there. So
it was a frontier town. Turn of the century here, especially in South Dade County, it was like a frontier town. And a lot of things happened. So I'll be getting back to you with a full show. I hope you join me, like I said, on YouTube every Friday, 7 p.m., Stories of the Supernatural. And I'm telling you, there's definitely something here. I can feel it. I have a chill running up my back. So I'll see you guys then. Take care.